As a thankful recipient of many, many skincare products over the years, I've learned to discern what is naturally actually activating my skin to rebalance and recalibrate on its own. That's what your skin is meant to be doing, and it keeps getting disrupted by all these choices that we make. So, when the founder and creator of Herbal Face Food reached out to me, I was all ears. I didn't know why at first. It turns out that Herbal Face Food is the most potent antioxidant skincare line on the market today, period. The raw plant ingredients in each of their products are never processed, never manipulated with synthetics or emulsifiers. These anti-aging botanicals are combined with the most precious plant concentrates, and they have changed my skin. Here's how. I'm going to talk about two of the products, the Herbal Face Food serums and the cream. The serums contain powerful phytoenzymes and antioxidants. These are activated and infused into your tissues. They hydrate and increase the resiliency of your skin, and they feel like they're plumping up your face. I use serum 1 daily. I use serum 2 when I'm tired and I need extra firming for my skin. And I use the X, which is also known as the cure, for a small patch of rosacea that flares up every now and again, which you cannot see because of these products. When you feed your skin with Herbal Face Food, you will feel real live ingredients at work. An activating flush, an invigorating tingle, some warmth, all of these are evidence of your skin healing at the cellular level and years of damage reversing. The cream is the most potent moisturizer I've ever tried, and I've tried them all. I live in the high desert. This cream contains 102 of the world's most powerful anti-aging botanicals and is also the world's first and only edible SPF with a protection rating of SPF 50+. And this is accomplished 100% by plant power. And you can expect intense hydration, soothing for your tired skin. You can expect to see inflammation calmed and rebuilding of elasticity, so your complexion looks and feels more smooth and more radiant. Herbal Face Food is not plant-based. It's plant-powered. It has the highest rating on the ORAC anti-aging scale. ORAC means oxygen radical absorbance capacity. I never knew what that meant before. The highest, over 30 million on that scale. By contrast, vitamin C in skincare rates under 100,000. Herbal Face Food is using all post-consumer recycled materials and packaging. They use glass and aluminum, which is super easy to recycle as well. The products and packaging are 99% free of plastics. They contain no ingredients that involve the destruction or harm of any plant, animal, or marine life. These are 100% plants only, these products. These active concentrates are coming from the seeds, the fruits, the leaves, or the flowers of the plants only. These products have been a complete revolution for me. I know that you will love the way your skin looks and feels after using it even for just a day or two. And the best part is that Herbal Face Food has offered us, you, my community, a code to receive 20% off forever, ever. The code is capital ELENA 20. Once again, that's my name in all caps, Elena 2020. The site is herbalfacefood.com. The code is all caps Elena 20. It's not just your first purchase, it's any purchase. You will love these products, and I am so grateful, Herbal Face Food, for the change that you have made in my life. Thank you. Welcome to the Practice You podcast. My name is Elena Brower. Let's dive into today's conversation regarding life's myriad transitions and how we refine our responses in our relationships, our wellness, our households, our work, and in our practices. You are invited to learn and love and listen with me. Welcome to Practice You. Welcome back to the podcast. I have with me a new friend who is super skilled. You are going to very much enjoy this conversation. Her sound current is beautiful. We share many mutual, deeply respected humans in common. Her name is Serafina Kapranos. She's a clinical herbalist. She's a homeopath and an initiated priestess with a practice spanning over two decades, well into her 40s. I love women in their 40s and 50s. What a blessing you are. As well as being a deeply engaged teacher and speaker, you have a clinical practice on Salt Spring Island. So beautiful. Your unique blend of gifts, Serafina, straddle the vast worlds of plant medicine, homeopathy, ritual, ceremonial magic. You are a sought-after international teacher, and you've taught thousands of students since 2008. What an honor to have you here. You're now the CEO and founder of the Center for Sacred Arts. And this is what caught my eye. You've designed a program called From the Wild Edge. And when this was sent to me recently, a couple months ago, I opened it up and I was greeted by all these beautiful, saturated watercolor pictures, beautiful paintings that were super soft and also very clear. There are teachings coming through you from myth, herbal medicine, modern science, ritual, that I am so excited to be near. I have now access to this course, and I will be taking it over time as I go through my chaplaincy training. I am just so honored to be here with you and to share this course with my listener, our listener now. Your course enrollment closes on May 12th of 2024, so this is a timely fashion that we speak here today. And I would love to go through the contents of the course with you and talk a little bit about your journey and your history. Welcome, Serafina.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, Elena. It's such an honor to be here.
So you're sort of positing for your course that it's called From the Wild Edge. Within each human being is an intuitive way of knowing. Okay, we can all get around that. You go on to say that many modern women suffer the consequence of not being raised with intergenerational wisdom. And that intergenerational wisdom can, if it's delivered and provided and wrapped around a little girl, can nurture a deep relationship with one's own intuition. Without this, we are lost, unmoored. And this course is a way for us, we women, to navigate the challenges of life, illness, all the complex initiations that life has been sending to us and presenting to us throughout these many years. And this course is here to help us sort of make choices for ourselves about our health, our spiritual formation, our relationships, and to stop shutting down. I would love to talk to you a little bit about where this course was born and how it came to be. And I feel it is so important. I have turned down other opportunities to focus here, and I'm so grateful for your presence here on the podcast. Talk to us a little bit about how this began.
Yeah, thank you again. Well, I have been a clinical practitioner, herbalist, and a classical homeopath for about 20 years. And my colleague and co-founder of the Center for Sacred Arts, Dr. Carly Dinoon, we kind of met a couple years ago and had this conversation where we acknowledged all these women that come to see us, whether it be thyroid disease, menopause, divorce, depression, postpartum depression. There were these themes amongst all of them, no matter their diagnosis. And what I began to see, and part of it is the nature of my practice as a homeopath to kind of see someone through multiple layers, is I would notice that it wasn't just the diagnosis that was placing a woman at a crossroads. It was something inside of her waking up at the same time as her body apparently breaking down. And I began to see these themes through this mythic lens. And that's part of my background. I'm not a Jungian psychologist, but partly through my mythopoetic teachings as a priestess, I see the world through the lens of archetypes. And I would observe that these women would be at this point where they would be struggling to hear and to listen and to surrender to their intuition and their deep inner knowing. And I found myself less in a place of an expert and more in a place of a guide, almost like holding space for them to hear themselves reflected in what they're saying. And that there was this incredible wisdom that came through every woman, even when she felt like she was in the dark wood, even when she felt like everything was breaking down. There was this exquisite beauty that I was beholding, and I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I began to shape my practice and my protocols and my blends and my elixirs with this emergent wisdom and beauty that was there in their dark night of the soul. And it was maybe 5 years ago where I began to almost shape my practice toward these women who were in a so-called crisis, whether that be, again, a terrible diagnosis or multiple diagnoses. I began to love and enjoy meeting women at that edge, because in that wild edge of our unbecoming is this incredible birthing that's happening at the very same time. And it's in that wild place of unbecoming and shedding our identities and even parts of our body through surgeries or medical interventions that there's this whole new beauty and this diversity and this ecosystem that is rich where she can reshape herself. And it's the territory of myth and archetype and stories where women would see themselves reflected. And I would begin to pepper the remnants of these myths and these stories into my clinical setting with these women alongside their prescriptions. And that's where I saw a light wake up in their eyes. And I thought, you know, there's something greater happening here. And there's a deeper wisdom in the world than meets the eye. And my joy, my passion, and I would even say my purpose is to help guide these women to that place of seeing the world through the rich fabric that is here, through myth and story and herbal medicine and these ancient practices, and to make them accessible. And I'd say that's really what brought this program into being, again, through conversations just like this with my co-facilitator, Dr. Carly Dinoon. And she holds the medical pieces. She did go to medical school and then pivoted and went to naturopathic college. And she's been in practice around the same amount of years as I have. And she began to see and feel and sense all of this through her very medical, almost mainstream practice. And that's part of the brilliance, I think, of this program is it's her medical mind and my more
mythical mind.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That gave birth to this program.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah, I'm looking at the site right now. The page is so well crafted. I reiterate, the watercolor paintings are epic. But I really liked how you invited people in. And I really just want to highlight before I read this to our listener, the way that you said that you enjoyed being with women at that edge when they were sort of being reshapen. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me that we are all, and I really want to implore you, our listener, to really take this in. We are all water. Water. We are made of water. 80%, 90% of our bodies are water. Can you imagine that you, wherever you sit right now, wherever you're walking, you're doing your dishes, you're driving somewhere, can you imagine that whatever you perceive to be a problem in your life is completely malleable, completely changeable? I want to lead into what you've written here. Perhaps you are in the midst of a significant life transition, seeking affirmation and clear direction. Perhaps you have an inner child who is enchanted by story, myth, folklore. Perhaps you want to integrate plant medicine into your daily life with ease, and by that I mean herbalism. I'm in the middle of a cleanse right now where I'm now on day 8 chewing on herbs in a little thin apple slice sandwich that is causing my liver to release and feel so different. Like, I think my voice has dropped an octave. Perhaps you seek to nourish your nervous system, release stuck trauma from your body, and regain energy to thrive in your life. So if you're listening to us, dear listener, and any of these match you, at this moment, I would like for you to continue listening and perhaps go over to centerforsacredarts.com. Perhaps you might know a woman who would be interested in this. I don't know. But it's very rare that I devote an entire program to an offering like this, and I mean it. This is important. In so many programs, we are presented with different ways to learn about ourselves and grow within ourselves. And this program, I feel, differs insofar as it brings the light inward directly and teaches us how to see all of the sort of external factors in our lives as possible archetypal teachings. Teaches us how to understand what's happening within our bodies. And again, this is what your co-facilitator, Dr. Danoon, is bringing to better understand what's happening in your tissues, your cells, and really get the most out of whatever medical care you're currently experiencing. Maybe you just got blood work and you don't know how to make sense of it or what to do about it. But the thing that I like the most is that it teaches us how to create rituals in our own lives. And many of us have said, oh yeah, you know, I really would love to do this. I just don't have the time. I don't have the space in my home. I don't have the wherewithal. Can you walk our listener into how this course brings ritual to the forefront and walks us into what we can do in our own houses in a very personal, intimate way?
Yeah, absolutely. So ritual, one of its functions is it helps the soul catch up and integrate. And so the way the program is laid out is it's all in sequence. So every Monday, new lessons drop, and there's 5 lessons per week. And at the end of the week, we always end on ritual because it's an opportunity to integrate through our body and through our imaginal realm the work that we received through the more left-brained scientific learning and also through hearing stories. So rituals don't have to be fancy. You don't need to buy special tools at any specialty shops. It's really about how you want to have a conversation with the sacred order of life. And that ritual can be combining lighting a candle, doing your yoga practice with an intention. It can be journaling. It can be sound and singing. It can be deep silence. And in those lessons, I give teachings like how to craft a ritual and the art of changing our consciousness at will, which is a skill. And ultimately, the kind of deeper layer of ritual work is about mastering your inner terrain and being able to silence the interior so that you can then become a vessel to hear spirit, to hear God, to hear the divine cosmic intelligence. And so that's the foundation, is ultimately to craft that skill and develop that muscle. We learn how to lift weights. We learn how to learn language and play piano, but we don't learn how to quiet the interiority of our being and be able to be this vessel to hear God, spirit, divine cosmic intelligence. So that's the foundation. And then once you can do that, there's a way to receive the intelligence from the sacred order of life. And as a priestess, my language to do that is to be in conversation with the power of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. It's that simple, but also that profound.
That is what we're missing without intergenerational exposure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're missing. How do you guys get into the rhythms of the body? I'm super interested to hear this because I do feel like it's important also for younger women, not just, you know, women in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. But I really appreciated how you address sleep, hormones, mood. Talk to us a little bit about who this is for. Like, how old is this ideal student in this course, and who can we find amongst us as we take it?
Yeah, we've had students as young as 19 and as old as 82 throughout the program. So it really is for everyone. And just to give you a taste, so the first module is built on the myth of Persephone and Demeter And without going into the story so much, I'll just say that the story is about our cycles and our seasons. So if you know anything about ancient Greece, that's where part of my lineage is, my cultural heritage is. There was a time thousands of years ago where the entire country of Greece shut down for 8 days, where women would go to a private place for 8 days and enact the story of Demeter and Persephone. They would grieve, they would cry, they would do ceremony. It was a way that they would release trauma from their bodies. It was a way where they would pray to God. And it was also a time where they would pray for fertility of the land, restoration of the land, fertility for their bodies, and also to acknowledge the change of their own bodies. Men were not allowed to know what happened at these ceremonies, nor were they allowed to be witness to them. So this was embedded, baked into the culture.
Wow.
So yeah, really profound when you think about it. The whole country would make space for this ceremony for women.
I'm fascinated by this. I don't even understand. Wow.
Yeah. So I go into that in our first module, but we essentially lay the ground telling the story, the actual myth, talking about some of the details like I just shared. And then what's also incredible is back then when they would do these ceremonies, one of the main plants that they would use both for visioning and prayer is chasteberry berry, also known as vitex.
Vitex, of course.
Yeah. And women would sit on it, sleep with it, wear crowns of this plant. And interestingly, what we now know physiologically is this plant nourishes and supports our menstrual cycle. Whether you're 20, whether you're perimenopausal, what it does is it helps to establish regular, normal ovulation. And it can also help things like breast tenderness and mood and depression that's premenstrual. But what fascinates me, again, going back to the time where these ancient Greek women would work with this plant and work with this story of dark and light, going to the underworld, looking at our depression, looking at our fertility. And so that first module in our program, we look at all of those themes. Dr. Carly Janoon brings you through the education, like what is our cycle? What is happening in our bodies, whether we're in the maiden years, the mother years, or the queen years, and then the crone years. So
I'm a happy crone right now. I'm so psyched.
Are you? Oh, that's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's kind of the best time.
A lot of women say that, and I don't think we talk enough about that.
No, we don't. We don't. That was where we connected on the matter of menopause on that podcast series. Mm-hmm. This is something that people don't talk about enough. And I feel like that's something I'm going to devote a little portion of my eldering life to, making that normalized and the word crone becoming a way of indicating respect, dignity, yeah. Integrity.
Yeah. And the wisdom that is integrated, the wisdom that is shared, the power, the strength. I mean, it's a whole next level for so many women. And I see that in my practice.
Right.
Yeah.
You're 44. Right?
Yeah, I'm 44. Yeah.
So 10 years.
Yeah.
Each module, and over how long is this course? Give us the sort of timeline of it. And then I want to go into what's in each module.
Yeah. So it's 8 modules. We go through a module a week. We meet live twice a week. And if you can't attend those lives, they're of course recorded. One of those lives is Dr. Janoon, who takes you through the physiology and kind of, again, the program itself has a lot of self-paced material that you watch and engage with on your own, high quality videos, audios, and then the lives are twice a week. And then I take you through the ritual and the myth. So that lasts in total 8 weeks, but we've heard from other students, they spend a whole year going through all the additional hours that are in there and the downloads and the audio recordings. There's a lot of meditations. So there's a lot there, but it is kind of crafted if you're joining us live over those 8 weeks and then that 16 live classes.
Beautiful. Each module contains guided visualizations, an essential body wisdom component where you're tapping into your intuitive and physiological knowledge that even every single wise woman deserves to know about our bodies. That one really lights me up. Directed practices, participate in guided rituals to enhance your learning, deepen your understanding, facilitate your healing. Some of the recordings are also rituals, bespoke rituals that connect and reinforce all the concepts that are covered in each module. This is super buttoned up, dude. I'm really excited to take it. Herbal medicine teachings, and this is kind of where I want to dive in also. I've learned so much in the recent years about herbal medicine and how it can support me profoundly. So I'm looking forward to that part of medicine making video tutorial. So that interests me too. I find myself buying big jars and going to the herb store and making my own teas now, which is so much fun. I cannot tell you the delight that I feel in going into my cabinet and finding my jar of immune tea and having all the things that I put in there all at once.
Yeah, I love that.
You've got PDFs, of course. That's one of my sort of love languages. It's beautiful PDFs in a course. And detailed herbal monographs for each of the plants that are highlighted weekly. This is cool. This is, I want to use the word professional. And I want to say that there is a reason why you're here on the podcast to talk about a course, which pretty much never happens. And that's because of the quality that you're delivering here. I'd love to talk a little bit about what modules there are. I want to name them so that our listener can really sort of tune into what actually is happening and have you sort of walk us through that, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Such an honor. So the first module, again, we begin with Persephone and Demeter. It's sort of like we look at that time in your life where you were brought into the underworld. And that is often where it could be a diagnosis, it could be a divorce, it could be something woke you up. And that's where we go on that journey. And Persephone is our guide in that first module in that first week, because what does she do? She leaves her family of origin. She leaves her belief systems that she grew up with, and she's cast into the underworld. But she finds her empowerment there, and she becomes the queen of the underworld. And so the first module, first week with Persephone as our guide and Demeter as well, we look at our cycles and seasons of life. We look at those times where we had to face our own underworld. Dr. Danoon takes you through the cycles and seasons of your own body, including the pineal gland and how light impacts our bodies and our hormones. And then the medicine making, the plant that is our focus, obviously, is that chasteberry berry, also known as Vitex. And you learn, I give you the teaching on the how do you use this plant? Who is it for? How have I used it? I share some of my clinical pearls with you, just as Dr. Danoon shares her clinical pearls with you in her lessons. And then after we take you through that body wisdom, there's an incredible anatomical guided visualization that Dr. Danoon takes you through, which is, we've had unbelievable feedback from those. They're very, very cool. Like you travel through your body guided by her voice, which is really neat, a great way to learn anatomy. And then we have really high quality videos that we shot in a professional kitchen, how to make your own chasteberry berry tincture. And not only how to make your own chasteberry berry tincture, but how to make tinctures in general. And we give you both what's called the folk method style, where there's not a lot of math or measuring, but Dr. Carly Danoon teaches you how to make what are called weight to volume or standardized tinctures, which not many courses teach you, but we really were passionate about having people learn how to make effective, really good quality medicine.
Yeah.
And not,
I'm
and
pretty
demystify
stoked about
it.
This part.
Yeah. And to demystify it, because people get freaked out when they see math and calculations, but it's very, very simple math that you can do in your own kitchen. And then we wrap up the week with a ritual. Again, I give you the foundations of building that ritual, how to work with changing the consciousness at will and how to be engaged and open yourself and plug into the sacred order of life as a way to ritualize and ceremonialize the teachings of that week. And then on top of that, we have two live sessions. So it's very robust. Each week is robust. And I know some people can get intimidated by that. But again, it's self-paced and the live sessions are recorded. And we still have people 8 months later moving through the content on their own, sending us messages all the time.
Thank you, Element, for sponsoring the Practice You podcast. We have been personally using Element for well over a year. Element is spelled L-M-N-T. Elemental electrolyte salts that have completely changed the game around my house. Every night before bed, James and I split a packet. Helps us sleep, helps us get good solid rest, and helps combat fatigue, muscle pain, fogginess, irritability even. Did you know that your cells need electrolytes for optimal function? And if you're struggling with any of those things, you might just be deficient in electrolytes. They facilitate hundreds of cellular functions in your body, including nerves, hormone regulation, nutrient absorption, fluid balance. Element contains 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. No artificial anything in here, no sugar, no nothing. My favorite flavors, as I said, orange, watermelon, and the chocolate caramel in hot water is just incredible. Element comes in tiny single-serving packets you can carry with you wherever you go. They're great on planes as well. With my link, you get a free sample pack with any order so that you can try all the flavors. And that link is drinkelement.com/Elena. The spelling is drinkelement.com/Elena. Thank you. Thank you so much again, Element. Again, the link, drinkelement.com/Elena.
Mm-hmm. Three questions for you based on what you just shared. One, changing our consciousness at will. I'm just flagging that for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into two more logistical questions and then we're coming back to that. The first is, what if our listener has a full-time job, really wants to understand this stuff, but only has like weekends to sort of catch up on things? Is that a feasible option?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say it's about 3.5 hours a week of content. And keep in mind, some of it is the meditations and the ritual practices could be before bed. Take 20 or 30 minutes before bed. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, let it carry you. So it's very doable because it's not all intellectual slides. It's meant to be embodied.
Experiential.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
I want to read to our listener before we go back to changing our consciousness at will, which I'm dying over. We're going to talk about module 2 for a second. Cassandra the prophetess is our mythic guide. This module maps out the common phenomenon of in a woman's early life. She turns to the masculine pattern of striving toward perfection and living from the left brain. This betrayal of her inner rhythm is a setup for anxiety, depression, and the crisis between fear and intuition. What a brilliant sentence. We examine the phenomenon of the medical gaslighting of women's symptoms, and we make nourishing herbal formulas for the heart to unwind the knots of anxiety, cultivate an antidote for fear. This module is a remedy for overwhelm, burnout, weariness, perfectionism, and the S word, shame.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Module 1 is called Remembering. Module 2 is called Cast Out to Sea. Module 3 is called The Quest. This one's cool. Artemis. A remedy for self-doubt. Ready? A codependency and the disease of looking elsewhere. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
That one just socks me in the gut.
Yeah.
Module 4 is intuition. This is a remedy for lack of connection, for self-discipline, and for trust. And you would use this lesson to build resilience and actually enhance intuition. This is probably the most comprehensive thing I've seen. And as I mentioned previously, I turned out a lot of other things to be here with you, and I'm really psyched to share this. Module 5 is on death. This is a remedy for self-betrayal. You'll use this lesson to make radical changes overcome adversity, and transform breakdowns into breakthroughs. Finally, module 6 is the return, Wolf Woman, a remedy for feeling lost and untethered. Are you resonating with any of this, my listener? I think I am just bursting. Use this lesson to navigate life's transitions with clarity. Module 7 is emergence, soothing a weary soul, regaining energy and vitality, returning home to yourself, building confidence. And finally, module 8, closing the program. This module is for thriving, for building community, for celebrating magic and belonging. Have you ever studied with Tokapah, Turner? She's there, right?
Tokapah, yeah, she lived in the same community as I for many years. We were friends while she was living here. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Her book on belonging just blew my mind. Yeah. She's been on the podcast too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I feel like her genetic signature is somewhere in here in a really cool way.
Mm.
You know, as the teachers send and share.
Yeah.
This is a really nice one too, guys listening, girls, everyone. Become a sacred leader in your community. This is an interesting proposition, and we're coming to a close, but I just want to help us all understand and reiterate. When the wise woman within awakens, you can heal the world. And you heal not only by igniting healing within yourself, but you end up opening new doors in which to serve humanity. This is a really cool proposition. If you're listening and you're like, you're a little stuck in your work, or, you know, you've got something that's feeling like it's stopping you. After completing this program, you will be able to lead impactful women's circles or start your own. You will be able to offer personalized guidance on the feminine path. You will be able to make and sell safe and effective herbal remedies. You will be able to lead meaningful rituals and ceremonies in your community. You can host holistic healing workshops and classes. You can enhance your existing practice if you're a health practitioner. You can even increase your skills as a community herbalist. But most importantly, whatever you choose to do with this knowledge and experience, you can be seen and known as a wise woman committed to creating healing opportunities for all. I have to say that if I wasn't in chaplaincy, I would already be halfway through this program. And my plan is to go through it over the next year and to learn how to facilitate virtual classes for women in prison.
Wow.
Through On the Inside. Yeah.
Oh, that's so profound. I'm so touched by that. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of wisdom here. Just glancing through the course when I got access to it, I was like, oh, this is what I needed to like close the gap in my understanding of what it means to lead women.
Mm.
And I have a teacher who's been leading inside for a long, long time, who's also going to help me and co-facilitate with me. But, you know, this feels important. I teach men.
Yeah.
In level 2, and I really want to get back to teaching women also.
Beautiful.
There are a lot of free bonuses here as well. I wonder if you would like to talk about those at all.
Yeah, we have a ton. We have like a 60-page ebook on how to make herbal medicine. We have, gosh, there's so many downloads on Plant Monograph that are very well cited. We have a lot of references there for people. We have a How to Lead a Woman's Circle PDF. I think that's 30 pages, plus a video that is there too. And the reason both Carly and I wanted to make it such that people can bring this out into the world, because we all know what it's like to consume an online course. We take it in. Of course, it's powerful when it changes our own life. But I'm so service oriented that I want to get this out into people's hands so that they can change somebody else's life. And I think that's how we make a better world, is not only have it stay within our own world, but impact our communities. And women, I find, We need each other. We need each other's voices. We need to sit in circle with one another. We feel most at home that way. So I wanted to create that online because I've been doing that in person for 20 years. And then I wanted to hand it over to somebody else to do that in their same hometown, because that's healing. Community is healing. Connection is healing. Hmm.
I find myself really excited and honored to share this work with our listeners today. And I'm so thankful for the time that you've taken to come with me on this little journey to describe the important work that you're doing. I want to share that with our listener. We have a code, and it's just my name, Elena. I think it's all caps. I'm not sure if it's case sensitive, but to all caps, my name, and you will receive 5% off the course. I'm going to place the link here with the podcast in the show notes so that you can find it. And if for some reason you can't find it, or you want to ask questions, or you're wondering about this, please don't hesitate to reach out to me through my site, and you can ask me anything there. And really, when it comes to sort of health guidance or herbal medicine, if you're already in the healing space and you want to enhance your understanding of what you're doing, maybe you're a nurse, maybe you're a yoga teacher, maybe you're a therapist of some kind, From the Wild Edge could very well be the course that you take this year that really rounds out your understanding of why you're here and what you're doing. I don't say this lightly. I mean this from my heart, having seen the course myself. I fully believe in this, and I trust that whomever is drawn to this is drawn to it for a very important reason, for their future or present, and maybe even for their past. I want to go back to what is the most important thing we've said today, which is the capacity to change our consciousness at will.
Yeah.
I don't mean to denigrate people who are going to think, you know, what if there's a chemistry issue? What if there's a chemical imbalance and this really isn't possible? I want to just take a moment to honor that and say, personally, I've seen so many people with debilitating depression and anxiety say this, that all of a sudden, one day, they got the information they needed to realize that they could, in fact, change their consciousness at will. I'm not saying this lightly or loosely, and I would love to hear what you say about this.
Yeah, I think we're made to do it. I think it's a skill, once again, that once upon a time in temples, perhaps long ago, and when we had that intergenerational wisdom at our fingertips, we were taught that, just as we were taught to ride a bike and just as we were taught to do anything else in life. And so these ancient traditions that are in this resurgence, once again, through people like you, through people like me, we've devoted our lives to it, how to change that interior world and change our consciousness at will through training. It takes training. And I think it's the training piece that so many of us in the modern world have not received, which is why we feel cast out to sea, which is why we feel at the mercy of our emotions, or at the mercy of somebody else's emotions, and at the mercy of feeling lost. But when we develop those skills, and they don't all have to be complicated or complex or advanced, they can be very simple. It can begin with meditation, which is simple and profound and not always easy. But I think when we learn it, it's very powerful to change our consciousness at will. And it opens up an entire world where we feel more in our seat in our life.
It's a nice way of putting it, in our seat, mm-hmm. in our life. When you say these words, changing your consciousness at will, what image immediately is evoked? Because I have one too, and I'd love to hear what yours is.
The image that is evoked is, well, immediately what came to mind is sitting cross-legged in the sun and gathering that sun in my hands in a golden ball.
Wow. Wow.
How about you?
I also was sitting cross-legged. I have this corner of my bedroom where I have my whole meditation set up. My whole meditation is one zabuton, one zafu. Mm-hmm. And a wall.
Yeah.
And my rakasu on top, which is a little sort of representation of the Buddha's robes that I've sewn by my own hands when I took the precepts last year. Sitting there, watching my mind produce like four different lists of things that I need to do or tend to or remember, and then watching my mind as the list kind of drops away, even for a moment, and I'm one with the damn wall. I'm one with my breathing. There's nothing else happening but my wall and my breath. And there's something to that that I bring now. It took years, but I bring it now into some of these interactions that I have where things feel, you know, oh, that disappointed me, or that angered me, or that frustrated me. It's like, yeah, that's used to be the narrative that I would offer when things were difficult or challenging. And now I bring that mind of no mind with me to those incidences. And I can sometimes, not all the time, but I can sometimes say to myself, yeah, 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 that's reality. Welcome. Breath, mind, wall, drop it.
And let me ask you, when you drop into that place of stillness, is somewhat what I'm getting as you describe that as everything drops away, do you find that your intuition and your inner wisdom then becomes louder?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, since I have this very regular practice, which I struggled to have for a really long time, I just sit down now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Most days it's really loud in my mind. My heart is racing. My mind is racing. You would call it perhaps very unsuccessful meditation. I call it meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't question when I get up from that seat and I hear my mother's voice.
Mm.
Or I hear my grandmother's voice. And they're saying, don't worry. They're saying, you can trust this. They're saying, take this information and do this. Like, I literally, it's not like I'm hearing a voice outside of myself, but I'm hearing them sort of ringing through me as reminding me, like, you actually know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go and do it. I don't question it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, what you described so beautifully, Elena, is exactly what I think can change women's lives, people's lives, is to cultivate that inner presence and an awareness so that we can change our consciousness and be more available to the wisdom that moves through us.
Hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to implore our listener to go have a look from the Wild Edge program. It's on centerforsacredarts.com. I will include the link here, of course, but if you decide that you want to take part in this, it starts on May 13th. Of 2024. The code, all caps ELENA, means 5% off the course, which is a nice gift. Any affiliate earnings that I amass will be donated to women-related causes.
Mm.
So Free Food Kitchen, On the Inside, Women for Women, Every Mother Counts. These are the four causes that I will donate any affiliate earnings to. Free Food Kitchen is it was related to a yoga studio and started by a yoga studio owner several years ago. They have gathered women from the community in Cape Town, and these women farm, cook, and offer meals to children who would otherwise not be eating and to animals who would otherwise not be eating in the community. On the Inside is an organization that I've supported since its inception that brings art, poetry, dignity, theater to women incarcerated currently. And I've learned through both the Engaged Buddhist Studies and through working with them that people make mistakes of varying degrees. And there's no blame to be thrown around. There's just healing happening. The sad reality is that the prison system is completely broken. And with programs like this, we start to slowly and gently change the way that system runs. It's going to take decades, generations. We won't see the end of it, but we will see the beginning. Every Mother Counts is supporting all women to have safe childbirth, particularly in the areas where women are underserved, in regions, countries where women do not have adequate medical care. And finally, Women for Women, I've supported for a number of years too, gosh, probably 20. And we train women in war-torn regions, underserved regions, women who have been left on their own with children or without, to fend for themselves in really underserved areas. We train them vocationally to either work or start their own business. And I always have a sister at any given time of the year. I have 4 sisters a year, and each one of them goes through a 3-month program. It is one of the most satisfying elements of my week.
Oh my gosh. Write.
I know. I write my sister at least 3 or 4 times during the program. One of the most satisfying elements of my month, I mean, to receive a letter from my sister and then write her one. It is just epic. So again, whatever affiliate earnings come through me will go straight to other women who really need it. I'm just so excited to share this with my community, and I cannot thank you enough once again for your time.
Oh, Elena, thank you so much. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the world and just the incredible way that you weave all of your skills and your service. It's truly inspiring.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. More soon. Let's stay in touch. I'm definitely going to be in touch as I go through the modules, and I really, really thank you so much from my heart.
Thank you, Elena. Such an honor. Thank you for being so generous.
I don't think it's generosity. I think it's basically what I must do. That's it.
Wow.
There's no sort of, I don't want to put any labels on it. I just need to do this, and this is the right thing.
Oh.
And also, I'm gaining a great deal from this course. So, thank you so much. The website, once again, is centerforsacredarts.com. Thank you, AG1, for sponsoring the Practice You podcast. My listener, you've been hearing me talk about AG1 for some time. I think I've been taking it daily for almost 3 years. 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens in one scoop in the morning. The best way to start your day. Supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and longevity, the conversation of the moment. The taste is delicious. It's suitable whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No nonsense in here at all. It's a multivitamin that your body will actually absorb. If you are wanting to make an investment in your health and longevity, AG1 costs you less than $3 a day, far less expensive, and definitely less time-consuming than many different supplements. Reclaim your health, arm your immune system with convenient, delicious daily nutrition. And since you listen to the Practice You podcast, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of immune-boosting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Elena. Once again, that's athleticgreens.com/ELENA. Take ownership of your health, my listener. And thank you, Athletic Greens and AG1.